Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. Good morning, good everything, good afternoon for those on the other side of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much for tuning into the Global Vision for Living Today. And I know some people that did not wake up this morning may not have had a vision, but guess what? You have a chance. And our show topic today is marching into 2023. That's a couple of months away, practically. The zone of the unknown without a vision. Let's make it plain. The definition of a vision means that a person has the ability to think or plan the future with the imagination and the wisdom. Where is the vision for your home? Where is the vision for you? Better yet, where is the vision for America that you have your being and you move about within? The world, even our universe. Some are asking, my God, will I live long enough to see it, to help set things in order? Or better yet, why? Why in the world should I be interested? Well, because every day, every morning that you wake up, you never know what has happened prior or what you're going to be faced with on that day, especially if you haven't had a vision. And we all know what a vision is. It's got to be some kind of an imaginative plan for your tomorrow, a plan for your even your yesterday that will help catapult you over into a future day. What are you hoping for? What are you asking God to let you live for one more day? What do you think your family is hoping for that you might be responsible for? So here we go, marching and stumbling into the unknown, realm of the unknown. That was a movie, a series that came on, The Twilight Zone. And I heard someone say this past week that everyone is living into the Twilight Zone. They don't know what they're going to face tomorrow. They surely don't know without a life plan. You talk about a business plan. Oh, yes, for success of a business. But without a life plan, how are they going to be successful? For instance, you have a business plan. You put in there your financials. You put in there those that are around you. You put in there those that are assisting you one way or another. Oh, my God. But right now, when we talk about marching into 2023, a zone of the unknown, that tends to be a little scary because some people are just living for the day, eat, drink, and be merry. Some are cutting the merry out, just eat and drink, because it doesn't look like when you look out your door or your window, or you hear all these reports that, oh, this is so bad. Oh, they're going to do this. Oh, Ukraine is not getting no more money. Oh, my God, Biden is going to claiming he has an intention to run again. And people are saying, no, they're jumping off of one political field over to another. They're saying all the Hispanics are now turning into Republicans. Oh, my God, I tried to tell them, but, of course, that's only because I'm on the political front. But right now, I'm talking about God's front. How do we avoid marching into the zone of the unknown? To me, even, that's scary. But we have our friends. Hi, you guys, all of you. We have our friends just climbing in, and we have also Colonel Dr. William Harrison. I saw something in front of his name, Reverend Doctor. I don't know. I don't know what all these things mean, but Colonel Harrison is with us this morning to help us answer. He's a minister, ordained minister. What is the zone of the unknown for those on planet Earth? Colonel Harrison, say hello and answer that. I know you can.
Good morning, Dr. Covington, and listening audience. The zone of the unknown is that fact that, as you stated, Doc, and it's written in Proverbs by the man that had the most knowledge, King Solomon, and he was the wealthiest man on earth. The more important thing, he was the wisest man on earth, because God gave him heavenly wisdom. And he said in his writing of Book of Proverbs chapter 29, without the vision, the people perish. So we don't have any foresight, any plans, any future, any projection of what it is that we want to do, or that more especially what God wants us to do, then we will perish. So it's not what I want to do, what you want to do, what I plan to do the rest of the day, you plan to do the rest of this day this year. It's what God plan is for us, and that's where the problem is, and that's why we have so much chaos and uncertainty and confusion and fear in the world today.
It certainly is, and I'm reminded, too, since you brought that scripture commutation up, there's a scripture in the Holy Word that says that the zone of the unknown is reserved for those that do not know God. How can anybody say, I'm going to march into 2023, zone of the unknown? The Bible says a person can know their tomorrows if they examine their yesterdays. Bible says, examine thyself, O man. You are going into the zone of the unknown if you do not know God. The Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation tells us, when we talk about marching into 2023, it actually tells us what is going to be mankind's fate. The Bible says there is a judgment on the way. And that judgment on the way is for those that, number one, do not know God, and number two, that do not obey him, whether they know him or not. God has put some rules and regulations on the books of this universe, and planet Earth is in the universe. God has already told us through his word. Jesus Christ said, I come to do the will of God. I come because the Father has sent me. How dare I disrespect the one called Jesus Christ that died for me? I don't know any that would die for a friend, less known an enemy. But here's someone that says he was sent. He was living a glorious life with his Father. He helped him create us. The Bible says in Genesis that God said, come, let us, you and I, let you and I make man in our image. Jesus, the annotated spirit of Jesus, was there then. He's seen it all. He helped create it all, even all the animals brought to Adam. Oh, my goodness. Jesus Christ said, I do nothing of my own will, but the will of the one that sent me. Oh, my! You talk about the zone of the unknown. You can get out of the zone of the unknown much. You already have a vision if you know God. You already have a vision if you're following, according to Colonel Harrison, if you're following in the footsteps of the one called Jesus Christ. You already have that. You already have it. The only thing we don't have by divine is to know the day of our death. It was asked in Scripture. We don't know that. What we might know laying on a hospital gurney or hospital bed is a doctor coming in there saying, oh, well, you know, we've checked your vitals, we've checked the energetics of your Bible, so we're going to go call your relatives. And then they get a chance to come around if they do 100 miles an hour trying to get to us. But that you know. But the zone of the unknown, oh, my God, without God, you are marching into the zone of the unknown. You don't know anything. You know why? You don't know him. If you know God, the Psalm 83:18 God, you know him. What do you mean, zone of the unknown? This was a tricky topic here. Marching into God's people that are called by his name is not marching in the zone of the unknown. Colonel likes to say, oh, you got to get to know God. You got to get to know God. Oh, my God. What you got to get to know is not only the essence of God, but what he has told you, me, anybody to obey. I know a lot of things. It doesn't mean I'm marching behind them, and I'm sure some of you, hundreds, know a lot of things. I see some of you clapping. You know a lot of things, but it doesn't mean that you know enough to honor God for who he is and to bless his holy name because he sent forth the Son. That is what this session here is all about. Now, oh, well, you know, I don't know about Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know about the Nazarites. I don't know how long Daniel was in that lion's den. It wasn't overnight. Studies show he was in there for, oh, my God, months. Can you imagine that, going to sleep, not knowing if you're going to be woke up with a lion chewing on you? Let's get real. Let's get real. You cannot go into the zone of the unknown knowing the true God. Colonel Harrison, what is some of the ways? Let's not put it 2, 3, 4, 5 years off. Oh, my God. What are some of the ways a person right now, today, cannot worry about the zone of the unknown? I'd go crazy, not really. No, I'm a very special kind of a person when it comes to living for the love of God and the love of others. I got to know. I got to know. The pace a sister sung a song. You got to know. So because of that, we know the knowledge of God is pure, true, and needed. So what can a person do if they're worried about climbing over in 2023, not knowing what's going to happen, what might happen, or what God said is going to happen? Help us out, Colonel Harrison.
They have to get to know Psalm 83:18, God. His name is Jehovah. Get to know him. He controls the known and the unknown. He is the creator of the heaven and earth. He's created everything that dwells therein, the animals, mankind. There's nothing that's unknown to God. God made that which was unknown known. So he knows the spirit beings, he knows the human beings, he knows the animal kingdom, the different species, the reptiles, those that are in the sea, below the water in the sea, those that are above on land. God knows everything. He knows what we need, and he created man in his image and likeness as just a little lower than the angels in heaven, so that we would be able to cleave to him. So we have to get to know God, Jehovah, first, and then we won't have a fear of that which we don't know or that which is so-called unknown.
Oh, my God, that is very, very true. And I think I want to jump in there from the book of Zechariah. I know many of you may not have your Bibles. Zechariah chapter 11, let me tell you the doom of those that don't know God. Zechariah 11:7 says, "So I became the shepherd of the flock doomed to be slaughtered by the sheep traders. And I took two staffs. One I named Favor." Got to have God's favor. I named one Favor. "The other I named Union." Surely must be in union with God. "And I tended the sheep. As in 1 month I destroyed three shepherds." Uh-oh. "But I became impatient with them, and they also detested me. So I said, I will not be your shepherd. What is to die, let it die. What is to be destroyed, let it be destroyed. And let those who are left devour the flesh of one another." Hey, you guys, you better read that. Those that don't believe, don't care about believing, and think the name of God is a joke, read the whole chapter of Zechariah. And I'm reading that because the Bible says that God does nothing unless he lets his shepherds know. somebody said, okay, yeah, well, you know what, I don't know what God is doing, and you talking about marching into the zone of the unknown, I don't have no vision. Let's stop spreading the lie, because the Bible says God's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything. And he extended what he said when he sent his son. We were supposed to be cut off eternally, but God said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give some of these a chance. I know most of them is not worthy. They're not thinking about me. They're putting the goat, the bald eagle, and everything else ahead of me. I see them, but their time of destruction is not yet. It has not yet made its entrance over their face. So when we talk about marching into 2023, the zone of the unknown, you better. And I think Colonel has some more to say about this. Somebody better get ready to know and to learn everything that they can about this God. Because you know what? This sounds scary. I don't know where I'm going to live in 2023. You know, I don't know if I'm going to have a job in 2023. I don't know if I'm going to be alive until then. That isn't that scary. But when you, and Colonel has mentioned this, when you put your hand in God's hand, marching into 2023, I'd march into hell and sit there. One of the prophets said, though I make my bed in hell, he is with me. You can count on Jesus. You can count on his father named Jehovah. He named himself. He said that they might know. Here we go again with this know and unknown. He does not leave anybody. And nothing he does is without a witness. So marching into 2023, what are you scared of? What are you scared of? God says he makes his news known. Colonel Harrison, when you talk about the zone of the unknown, where might that place or that space be? Where might the zone of the unknown be?
The unknown is that which creates and causes uncertainty. And if one wants to really say that which is unknown, it's something that you don't have no knowledge of. But I can say this. Emphatically, there are two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of Satan. And either you're part of the kingdom of God or you're part of the kingdom of Satan. There's no in between. So there's nothing that's unknown that can't be made known to anyone who will seek God's Son. Thus John 3:16 in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 Timothy said, God didn't give those who know him the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So people have got to get to know the real God of the true kingdom, the kingdom of God, or they are part of the other kingdom. So that's what I want to say for now, though.
My goodness, yes. So now we're back to this get to know. Okay, all you ministers, self-proclaimed evangelists, preachers, pastors, I don't hear that word anymore. You know, some are still going around. You know what? I hear they are, but I have not heard anyone mention a pastor. I have not mentioned that. Paul says, when I'm in Rome, I'm going to do as a Roman. You know what? I'm not going to dare to twist this. I'm not, if I see somebody that I sense by discernment that is not this or of that order, I'm not going to proclaim myself over that person. We just read what he said about these shepherds, but I want to talk about this. All you that have heard what Colonel Harrison has just said, you guys got a job. Because Colonel Harrison said that the people that are walking around in the zone of the unknown now and getting ready to figure they're going to cross that December 31st line, you guys better be in a hurry to do what God asks you to do, and that's to get out wherever you're at, from under your bed, off the toilet, out the backyard. You need to be out there. You need to make a concerted effort to get out there and stop letting Jehovah's Witnesses do your work. They put their life on the line every day. They like flocks of birds, and everywhere you look, there they are holding the Bible. Not a cell phone with a scripture in it. Got a big old Bible. People in wheelchairs got Bibles in their laps. People with one leg trying to make it from one end of the block to the other. That's all they can do. That's the acceptable service to God. But since Colonel mentioned that, if people are supposed to run around and seek his face while he may be found, then that means someone's got to be out there where they can see him. You go stand in front of a donut shop. You go just stand on the corner with the Bible. You don't have to open your mouth up. Sit down at the bus stop. It's public. I see him, old one, white hair. Go there with your Bible. Somebody may park, and I see sometimes somebody go in the gas station and park and walk over there, and they must be asking for prayer because the old women stand up and start hollering at the top of their voice. Oh, Jehovah, this is one of your children. You sent him here. You let him here because he done told you through the midnight hour that he's tired. He done told you he wanted to serve you in spirit and yah, 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 yah. I hear that while I'm waiting at the light. So since that now is a clarion call, don't let nobody march into 2023 in the zone of the unknown. You can look in the faces of people and say and see that they're dead. And all you can do, they're dead, talking about this and that. Anybody not doing the will of the Father through the Son is dead. And the Son said when he called one, could have been on the roster of the apostles. He called and he said, oh, well, yeah, I'll follow you, but I got to go bury my father. I think it was. Colonel, help me on that. He said, you know what he did? He told him then, you mean you got an opportunity to do right where your ancestors from the spiritual grave can see your example? And you're going to tell me, oh, I got to go bury my... You know what? That was the dead was standing there talking. Dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Get out of my face. And, of course, he wasn't included in that. But now, what if a person, Colonel Harrison... Oh, I see Georgia Gregory's on. Georgia Gregory... She is our assistant of everything. Hi, Ms. Gregory. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good, good. Colonel Harrison, what can a person do after he then fell on his knees, hollered and screamed and kicked? I remember I told my daughter, you better get butt naked and get upstairs and fall in front of that altar. You better tell God about it. You done told me about it. I can't do anything about it. But you better go tell him, and I'll tell her what the outcome was. And she still mentions and calls on his name to day after decades. But Colonel Harrison, let's kind of get this straight to make sure our listeners understand about this zone of the unknown. Do a person have to live in the zone of the unknown? Is that by choice, or is that because they are not ready really to follow any reason that comes from God? What is that about?
Yes, it's by choice. Yes, God has given mankind a free will to decide what we want to do, whether we want to worship him or not, where we want to live, who we want to be with, where we want to go, those kinds of things. Free will. Free will is the most powerful thing that is given to mankind. And we have a choice. One of the choices is God wants mankind to follow his plan that he has for our lives. So one has to turn around. We have to change their lives, change the way that they're living. If you're living in a way that you're having problems and trials and tribulation, confusion, then you need to turn around, need to change your ways. After you have searched for God, you've prayed, and you've fallen down and you've gotten yourself together, then it's time to ask God to lead and guide and direct you. You have to voluntarily submit to God, humble yourself under God's almighty hand. Otherwise, you're going to continue to live a life of uncertainty, a life of fear, a life of discontent, a life of depression, and a life of unfulfillment.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. And you know who is saying those very words? Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2. He says here, the 11th verse, then I considered all that my hands had done and all of the toil that I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after the wind, nothing, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. He also said, I considered wisdom, nothing, nothing, nothing. He said, what happens to the fool will happen to me also. Why then have I been so very wise? And I said in my heart, this also is vanity. Hey, you guys, pick up your Bible, King James Version, and the book of Ecclesiastes. See, all this foolishness that we are involved in, what is it leading to? If every day, at the end of the day, you can't say, God, thank you for allowing me to speak for you. God, thank you for allowing me to drive up over there and condemn everything in the house. Hallelujah. Then what is it about? I had a long talk with the daughter of mine last night, and she said, oh, I'm so perplexed. I'll call you tomorrow. No, you are crushed by the Spirit. Call or don't call. Jesus walks with me, and he should walk with all of us every day. That is no zone of the unknown. Whatever we need to know is in the scriptures, but we need to be taught that while it is day. And then once we're taught it all, like Solomon, what is that? How long do I have to do it? How long? Jeremiah ran in there to the king. He said, if I run into him with what God has told me to do, guess what's going to happen? Guess what will actually happen? He's going to behead me. He ran in with one of the servants and did what God said and ran in. He's sitting there, all cups of gold and wine, relatives hanging around. And he told him what God had told him to tell him, and soon as he said the last word, he ran out of there and ran for his life, but he was caught up, and he was thrown in a well. But when God tells you to do something, and we're sitting in now 2022, almost 2023, talking about Jeremiah. Ain't nobody going to bless nobody's name that's out of the loop of God. What are we saying? What are we talking about? So right now, you guys, if you think you're in the zone of the unknown, you better get out. I heard this morning, China, Russia, I could go on, talking about no food. It's some new carriers loaded down. They can't make it over. The whole world is upset. He said pestilence. Then he said a famine. Somebody better wake up. But how would you know that? To do anything about it if you don't know him. If you don't know him, you might know of him. Oh, yeah, well, I heard, his name is over here. I heard, and black folk is keen on that. Well, I heard. They don't know anything to say, but I heard. I tell you what, not for long, because I got some news for you. These people are not playing. I'm not kidding. They are not playing. So, Colonel Harrison, I want you to wrap us up right here now. Colonel Harrison?
I'm here. Yes, Doc, I'm here.
Okay.
I will say this. Yes, I will say this in wrapping up. We find in the book of Psalms 118:8, there's a scripture that says, with God, all things are possible, but with man, it is impossible. Then it says, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. And so the problem is, if God is the creator, and I'm trusting in mankind, a man, woman, a child, more than I am the creator, then I have the problem. You have to go, you, I, whoever, that want peace, want a better lifestyle, want not to have fear in your life, you got to seek the creator, God, Jehovah. God is a highly intelligent, supreme spiritual being who's creator of heaven and earth, all-knowing God. He knew us before we conceived in our mother's womb, and we have to come to the understanding that whatever you've tried in this world, that's not working, it's time for you to try that which does work. And the 66 books of the Bible contain God's instructions to mankind how we can live a life that's pleasing to him and live a life that also would be admirable to us during this 70 or 80 years of life that we may be on this planet. So that's the bottom line. I pray that you consider it.
Hallelujah. Well, you have wrapped it up. You really have wrapped it up. And I want you guys to be online. Our next session is going to be how you can get out of the unknown and be revival coming in January. Men of fire, men of faith. We want you to be there. Colonel Harrison will have more about that next week. But I want to say God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of information to give, but only as God says it. Get out the zone of the unknown. Get off the path and let God bless you real good. Thank you for tuning in. Colonel Harrison, thank you, all of you. God bless you.